This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 17, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. A National Transportation Safety Board official confirmed on Sunday that Continental Express Flight 3407 was on autopilot in apparent icing conditions up to the final moments preceding its crash near Buffalo last Thursday. Per FAA recommendations, the plane's operator, Colgan Air, recommends pilots fly the plane manually during icing conditions and requires it in severe icing. Check with our website for current updates on the investigation at aero-news.net. The story of Flight 3407 is highlighting a popular misconception. Despite the fact that they're built and operated to the same safety standards as big jets, smaller commercial aircraft often flown on regional routes, especially turboprops, are seen as less safe by many travelers. The issue could be a growing one as airlines deploy more small planes to meet shrinking demand. MIT researcher Peter Bellababa notes, quote, "Because of current economics, it doesn't make sense to fly larger airplanes. We have seen a renewed interest in turboprops for 50 and 70 seats because of their fuel efficiency," unquote. The New York Times reports that 75% of U.S. commercial airports are connected to the bigger hubs only by regional and commuter planes, usually with 100 seats or less. Almost 5% of scheduled commercial flights, like Flight 3407, use the Bombardier-8. Former Apollo 17 astronaut Harrison Schmitt is breaking with NASA on the issue of global warming. The 74-year-old Albuquerque resident has a science degree from the California Institute of Technology, a doctorate in geology from Harvard, and studied geology at the University of Oslo in Norway. He's been invited to speak next month at the International Conference on Climate Change in New York. Schmitt says geological evidence shows Earth's temperature has risen about 1 degree per century since the 1400s, with a commensurate rise in CO2. But he calls the global warming scare, quote, "a political tool to increase government control over American lives, incomes, and decision-making," unquote. So why are many scientists, including those at NASA, on board with the man-made theory? Schmitt observes, quote, "they've seen too many of their colleagues lose grant funding when they haven't gone along with the so-called political consensus that we're in a human-caused global warming," unquote. Schmitt resigned from the Planetary Society, which came out in support of the notion that humans have caused global warming. As the endurance of modern jet airliners has reached past 12 hours, ancient FAA regulations regarding minimum rest periods for flight crews haven't kept up with the times. In 2006, Delta had scientists study sleep patterns of its crews and created a set of more stringent voluntary standards, which, among other things, require 48 hours off before shifts as long as 23 hours, and then 24 hours of rest in the destination city afterward. Delta flies with 4 pilots on its long hauls, including 2 captains. The FAA applauded the move, and in October adopted new rules for all airlines, patterned after Delta's program. But American, Continental, and other affected airlines filed a lawsuit in December, attempting to stay the new rules until the FAA conducts a formal rulemaking process. Delta is asking to intervene in the suit, telling the court the outcome could affect Delta's, quote, "ability to sustain safe and economically viable operations," unquote. The FAA says it has no intention of starting a formal rulemaking procedure. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Could North Korea really get a satellite into orbit? Will Obama take delivery of 28 personal helicopters? And Lockheed workers say defense spending is an obvious stimulus plan candidate. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, it's part 2 of Jim Campbell's conversation with Cirrus Aircraft President Brent Wouters. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.